You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, baby? Gentlemen.
What's up, 29-6-5? That's what? Good. 29-6-5. You're going to, you have a problem with that?
I'll take 29-6-5.
Yeah, all day. Or, yeah. 3-and-D guy, you know.
No. I'll take 20. No, I'll take 29-6-5. I'm taking the first one. Nope. Don't do it.
A pick and pop guy, you know. 29-6-5, but in double overtime. But in double overtime. Well, if he was 29-6-5 guy, yeah. He wouldn't be working with us. I promise you that. You know why he wouldn't be working with us?
Where am I getting the 29-6-5 at, though?
Yeah. What it era? Don't matter. Where you getting at?
The YMCA?
Max's you said what era?
Yeah, what era?
It wouldn't matter.
Key, have you ever got 21 points
in a basketball game? Because if he got it back then, it would be way more now because he, you know, it's Jay. He turtleneck. He going to invest it.
Yeah, I'm invested.
Yeah.
Is he averaging 29-6-5?
Yes.
Oh, averaging 29.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Not one game.
Average 29-6-5.
Would you ask me if I ever had, you asked me if I ever had 20 in a game.
Yeah.
I played high school basketball. I played Little League basketball.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I played AA. Like, come on, man. Everybody that had 20. Well, not everybody, but
there's someone on the show. There's someone on the show.
Not everybody. Everybody is not.
He's here. I wasn't weak, Jay. I already done told you.
I know. I seen the shot.
I was mid-level exception. you know what I'm saying?
Respectable is a rotation.
I wasn't blue blood. Okay, when they came to see me,
but you're
it wasn't
a blue guy.
Duke. It was, oh, I seen Cassius last night, but it wasn't Duke. It was more Pepperdine State.
Yeah.
Not nice even campus. Pepperdine.
Pepperdine State.
But they're sniffing around, right?
They're sniffing around. Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
You know, it's Pepperdine State. You know what I'm saying? It was Sacramento State.
Yeah.
UC Davis. We think we can make something out of him. Yeah, what do you think? Well, I don't know. San Francisco State, nah. Well, University of San Francisco.
Hey, look, man, you go to a JUCO these days, also you get picked up to be a high Division I level player, man.
What you two don't understand is to the average person, if you go in and see a Division III player in a gym, you're like, dude must have played in the NBA. He can't miss.
I'm a CSUN guy, Jay. Cal State Northridge.
I mean, I went to a Big East game back in the day. There was this guy, we were watching Villanova play. Eberflus was his name, shooter for Villanova. I was like, Eberflus, you suck. It was like this big fat guy, right, standing there. And Eberflus was like, yeah, I suck, huh? All right.
Well, it's what Scalabrine said. Exactly. And he's talking about college players. He's like, or high school players. He's like, you realize I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me. No, than you are to me.
Oh, that's
Scal.
Savage.
Yeah, savage. He's right, not lying,
ahead.
Though.
Go ahead, Max. You know you're chomping at the bit. You can't wait.
Champing at the bit. And speaking of LeBron.
Champing.
Yeah. Someone had to put me up on that, too.
What did I say, chomping?
Chomping is what you would think, but it's actually champing for some stupid reason.
Why is it champing?
I don't know. I looked it up once upon a time.
Because it's the King's English. Why do you think, Jay?
100%. Key is right. It has something to do with that. All right,
because, you know, if you say anything, it ain't right. So. Just be careful.
You say.
If Max say the same thing you said is correct.
Well, that is different. I have certain.
You do understand that, right, Jay?
I have certain.
Wait, look, Coach. If you said the same thing Max said, Max is right. You're wrong.
Right.
Chomping.
Don't make.
There, the I R.
White card. I'll do it. I'll do it. I got it right here.
You say right with an R? Just clarify. Because sometimes you say.
You're white, Jay. You're white. All right.
All right, we're all getting fired.
We were talking about LeBron James
can't
briefly.
Can't even understand what these guys are saying.
Scalabrine said he's closer to LeBron than some high school kid is to him. Well, LeBron James finally played a game since he broke the scoring record.
He's missed like
past
couple
Kareem.
Games. Finally played a game.
And he finally played with his new teammate, D'Angelo Russell, who doesn't feel like that long ago, but I guess it was, that the Lakers drafted him second overall. LeBron had 21. AD had 28, 10, and 5. D'Angelo Russell, 21 with 7 assists. And the Lakers beat the Pelicans 121-102. Here is LeBron after the game.
And I think our skill set all kind of fit each other. With Vando and D'Lo and Bees, three guys that just know how to play the game. We all just trying to, you know, get the ball popping, get the ball moving, you know, have equal opportunity, and everybody's trying to play to their advantage out on the floor. So, you know, tonight we had 32 assists, and in our starting lineup was at 9, 14, 20, 22 assists in our starting lineup. That's huge. So, you know, we want to try to continue that going forward.
Well, three guys, LeBron says, who know how to play the game. Is he saying that he wasn't playing with guys just now who know how to play the game? But D'Angelo Russell does? Or is it an issue of skill sets, right? D'Angelo Russell can shoot. He can pass.
He can create plays for himself and others.
Even if
which
he's not
the only other player, like other than LeBron, that can do that.
Even if he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's got timing.
He gets to his spots.
So in the latest episode of the Pat Bev podcast with Roan, Patrick Beverley hinted at some of the Lakers' underlying issues when he was there. Here's the quote. It wasn't basketball. It wasn't basketball. It was other expletive, Pat Beverley said. The other expletive that you really can't, like, pin or point out, you know, comes and goes. You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. What's he talking about, Jay?
So, Key, to me, this is a bigger challenge of playing with LeBron James. And, look, when you wear the crown is heavy. So I would equate it to almost like deep sea diving. You know, for every 10 meters that you go under the water, like the PSI, the pressure gets exponentially greater, right? So playing basketball with LeBron, I feel like you're 20 meters under the water just to begin with. Like that's the atmospheric pressure that you have. Like everything, not just stuff that you do on the court, but your game gets exposed. Things you do off the court get exposed. There are all these different narratives going around. Think about all the stuff that followed with Russell Westbrook. With AD,
are you talking about increased media attention?
Yes, all of it. Just all the exposure. Even the game of basketball becomes more challenging because it's championship or bust. And if you're not mentally strong to kind of, you know, handle the pressure and then thrive through the pressure, you're going to get weeded out. Like, think about Thomas Bryant. Like, Reggie Miller literally destroyed Thomas Bryant on the broadcast by saying, how could you not want to play a LeBron? Like, but for some guys, Brandon Ingram never becomes Brandon Ingram if he doesn't play outside or away from LeBron James, right?
But when you say mentally strong, are you saying that is it mental strength or is it a certain kind of way you're put together? In other words, your mentality,
same thing, right?
Really, but you can't be mentally strong, but just that's not for you?
You can be mentally strong, but I'm saying it takes a different level of a person or a player who is secure with what they have because the level of scrutiny is different than any other team in basketball.
So it is how much
it's
of
different
the,
than any other team in basketball.
Jay, let me tell you something. First
and it's the
all,
Lakers on top of that, Key.
First of all, I'm not getting in the ocean to understand all the other stuff that you just talked about.
You know what I'm talking about.
There's sharks in there, man.
Yeah, I'm not going down and understanding how deep it is. I'm not doing that.
Can
so
we
let's
put
stop.
A net or
let's start.
Net
let's start right
the ocean,
there,
please.
Jay, okay?
Sharks,
on top of that, I'll never understand whether it's a LeBron James or whatever superstar that I'm teamed with, the pressure of playing with somebody because I've done something to get to the level. I may not be LeBron James or Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or whoever you want to deem as a superstar who carries the mantle, but I don't understand that pressure. I don't understand it. I don't even know how to begin to say that it lessens you or weakens you or makes you feel a certain way because of media attention. And it has nothing to do with me, okay? I still got to do what I need to do. I still got to play basketball. Even if he's taking all the shots, I'm still on the court. When I get my opportunities, those are my opportunities. I can't shrink because I'm playing with LeBron James, especially if I'm in the league. Now, maybe there's and you can tell me because I didn't play in basketball, but I know how it goes in football to a degree. But typically in football, if you're at 39, 38, 37, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, that guy on the roster, you're not going to get much time anyway. So I would assume that if you are that 9, 10, 11, 12 guy, you're probably not going to get much time and you're not a made man. But I would think that if you that 7-1 guy, you're essentially a made man. You're okay. You're safe. So why would you succumb to the pressure of a LeBron James? I just don't. I don't understand that.
Key, I would push back on that. Like, if you had played with Joe Montana,
yes,
like that may have been that type of pressure. Or if you had played with,
but I'm gonna do my deal.
Yeah, but Key, it's different though because it's you can do your deal, but it everything is magnified way more.
It's much different in the NFL. It's very different leagues.
It's gonna be magnified, Jay. Because I'm the guy that – I was the guy when I got – I had to be a guy to get there.
Yeah, so but that doesn't matter, though. You got 400 guys that are the guys to get there, though, Key. Like, they're still –
you're talking
about D1. But,
of course, it's
going to
be magnified. And, of course, it's going to be scrutinized. And, of course, there's going to be media attention. But I don't have to succumb to that pressure and play less than what I'm – less than what I know how to play.
But it's not just the pressure, Key, of the media. It's also the pressure of you're asked to be moved – if he deems that you don't fit with where they're going, right?
Then I'm being moved. Why am I stressed?
It's all right. So you have a different approach to it. I would also say that basketball and football, there's no helmets. There's not 11 guys on the field at a time. There's not 50 guys on a roster. It's not like every market is a big deal. Some markets dead. Sometimes even the market's decent, but the team is no good. People aren't interested. But when LeBron James comes to town,
it's different, man.
All eyes are especially.
I've played on big time teams. Well, Max, you can't tell me about media, dog.
I done played
in New York. I done played on a rock star team in Tampa. I know pressure.
But you were one of the rock stars.
But I also played with people that wasn't rock stars.
But Key, did you ever play with somebody that had a bigger personality than you?
Man, that whole team in Tampa had personality.
Who had a bigger personality than you?
And Warren Sapp had a big personality.
Who had more power than you?
Warren Sapp had power.
Okay.
It's a different league. He's
in the defensive side of the ball.
And
right?
Also, Key, what you're
like, you're the offense. Like, you got R in the field at the same time. Just go ask Kevin Love about this. Kevin Love, people have talked about it. Mm. Kevin Love is an all-star. He's a perennial all-star who is very secure with being one of the top players in the league during his time.
I'll never understand it, Jay. You just said secure. I'll just never understand it because you should be secure.
Key.
And that, therefore, you shouldn't worry about what
Yeah, but everybody's not you,
doing.
Key. Everybody's Key. Not you. Not a,
Key, what you're
yes,
saying
is Key.
What you're saying is that you are the type of personality that could play on a team with LeBron, but not everybody is. Obviously, not everybody is.
Well, the fact that
it's hard for you to understand means you probably have a good time playing with LeBron.
I just wonder, like, if they don't make a push – I wonder how we'll be talking about D'Angelo Russell in the next 10, 15 games. Watch.
How are we going to be talking about Joel Embiid pretty soon?
You're going to be talking about
it. How are we going to be talking about Joel Embiid pretty soon if the Sixers don't do something? He about to become the new Damian Lillard? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. The best who ever did it, Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
What's up, Prime?
This is my favorite three guys, man. I love you guys differently, respectfully, and hopefully. Trust me.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So Jay was talking about last segment the fact that everything is different when you play with LeBron. He equated it to the analogy was, you know, atmospheric pressure in the ocean. It gets exponentially greater every 10 meters you go down. And LeBron, you start out at a real depth, and Key thinks there's a problem with you if playing with LeBron is a problem for you. It should not be a problem for you.
Such a key way to think,
Steve.
Why is it such a key way to think, though, Jay? Just please elaborate on that for me for 30 seconds. Elaborate 30 seconds.
Yep, just because I think that you are built uniquely differently, and I think basketball and football are different sports in this regard. And you're not the normal. You're not common. Like, you're not common. You're not.
Yeah,
like you never been down to the G League to get back up to the league, or you never been like a mid-level guy, so those guys are looking at LeBron differently. Like, you know what I mean? It's different.
You sound like my whole point.
What? That's real talk, though, Keith.
I'm on this three-year, $30 million deal.
You sound like
my best friend brother. I mean, like my best friend who's my brother. You sound like him. That's some stuff he would tell me.
It's real, though.
No, I get maybe that is the case. I don't know. I feel like you'd have made it to the pros, man. You may not be LeBron, but you'd have made it to the pros. You shouldn't shrink. But that's just the way that I feel.
What LeBron needs to look for is people who think that way.
Yeah, agreed.
Those are the kinds of players he should seek out, and maybe he's found them. Steve in Tampa, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm a huge, huge fan of all three of you guys. Listen, LeBron is a generational talent. He really is. He's one of those guys. But whenever you hear sports fans make the argument, does a superstar make his teammates better? Jay, in my opinion, you have made the argument that why LeBron doesn't. LeBron has to recognize the fact that all this pressure and all this scrutiny and everything that goes along with it, maybe he's built for it, but how difficult it is to play with him, and he doesn't do anything to bring his teammates along.
Is that legitimate criticism, Jeff?
I would push back. LeBron does a lot of – I mean, it's one of the things you heard about him and Kyrie, right? All the team events that he did in Cleveland. Like, he takes everybody out to dinner, spends time. And I think he does try to build people. But at the end of the day, though, if I'm LeBron, like, I can build my teammates up as much as possible, but I'm also trying to win.
You can't do it for him.
You have to do it for yourself. But, Keith, just back to your point off Steve, like, there's one thing. Like, if you were Minnesota taking 20 shots a game and all of a sudden you come to L.A. and now you're taking 6 shots a game, the pressure you have on those 6 shots, way different than the 20 shots you had over before in Minnesota. Way different when all of a sudden now you catch the ball. You got to make that shot. You don't find your rhythm. You don't have
Why wouldn't I have to make the same shots in Minnesota?
Way more touches in Minnesota. You get a chance to find your rhythm.
It's
like the ball
shots,
being thrown
deal.
To you 20 yeah. times in a game.
So you know what I would say to that, though, Jay? You know what I honestly would say to that? Get your ass out there early and shoot around or whatever and get your shots up.
Yep, I hear you.
Get your shots up. If you know that you're only going to get X amount of touches, it's just like in football, right? When I know that I'm only going to get X amount of touches, I now have to take my brain and channel it somewhere else on the field so I can stay engaged. I can't check out because I didn't get the first several touches during the course of the beginning of the game.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
So that's a great approach.
So you understand what I'm saying? So now I got to find a dude like Max and run his ass into the Gatorade bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And seriously, I'm going to find the dude I'm gonna find.
Why you make you the manager? Why you? You're not the manager. I thought.
No. Find a guy. Meaning a guy. a guy that I could bully, take advantage of, like a football field, a small guy that you could just run into the Gatorade buckets and feel good about yourself.
Right. In other words, that's a very good approach.
I'm just telling you.
I get it. Yeah, I hear you.
They need to hire Key to be a mental coach for LeBron teammates. That's a
man. You want me to be hired for a lot of stuff.
That's right. But that's a good approach.
But the damn job that I actually
if your
do.
Job is to hit the shot, come on, man, you can do more than hit a shot, right? Like you can play defense, you could do other things. So
that's all I'm saying, Coach.
A very good.
That's all I'm saying, Coach.
For LeBron teammates to plug in, right?
Yeah. But it's different though. Like and I get what everybody's talking about. I've been the player on both sides to a degree, right? I've been the guy, then I haven't been the guy. And when your minutes are cut and you're expected to come in and do a certain job, let's say you don't do that job well the first two games, then all of a sudden you're in a little bit of a hole, right? You're like, well, damn, am I going to get traded?
Lose playing time.
Like, I'm not making my shot. Like, you put more pressure on each shot than it just being, yo, just be reactive, just be yourself. Like, hold on, the ball was in my hands, I could do it. There's a level of adjusting that comes along with that pressure. It's different.
100%. Even in this business, I've been in positions where you're going to have a very short time to do something and like a lot of people watching, right? So that should be easier. This is a short time, but you're like, uh-oh, now it has to be perfect. So the level of pressure you put on yourself to be word perfect goes up. It's the same in any walk of life, in any job, right? The smaller the window of opportunity, the more pressure it is to make that perfect. And so then you have to take Key's approach and think, okay, how do I take some of this off? Is there anything else I could be doing? How do I take the pressure off myself, you know?
And then don't add pressure. Don't answer a media question wrong on the Lakers.
Right.
Right? Like, then that implodes. That becomes a topic itself. Then you got LeBron saying, why are we talking this way? Like, everything becomes magnified.
Well, it seemed like they all answered the questions wrong on the Lakers.
That wasn't the right team.
They all.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That wasn't the right team.
No one is exempt.
Think about what we did with Anthony Davis sitting on the sideline.
Well, that's what y'all did. He used his knees to clap. Stop it.
No, we didn't. We looked. That's we saw saying, the replay. Like, it's like those commercials. Let's see the instant replay, Key.
And all of a sudden, it makes
we threw the flag. There was no clapping. No knee clapping.
Is he being traded? Does he have an issue with LeBron? And he's like, no, I'm just actually pissed that we're losing to OKC.
Tony in San Diego. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, man? I think you guys are – it's pressure, but it's more than that. LeBron – doesn't utilize the people around him to their strength for his own benefit. Chris Bosh was a beast in Toronto. Then he went to Miami and he became, hey, go stand in the corner and shoot it when we exhaust the defense, it's collapsed. Brandon Ingram absolutely would not be the same person. Kyle Kuzma would not be the same person. Bryant was right. He can't play next to LeBron because he was better when he was a big fish in a small pond. Did a small fish in a big pond. When you play with LeBron, I'm in San Antonio. Tim Duncan got everybody involved, whether it was Avery Johnson getting him his shot or Manu Ginobili. He played in a way where he still got his, but he let everybody else play to their strengths.
So I think you have some points. I think some things are wrong. I would say Brandon Ingram was a younger player on that roster, which is very hard when you're trying to live off the pressure that comes along with LeBron and ISO, when a lot of pieces around LeBron have been spot shooters. That's how he's thrived in the league, right? So for a guy like Thomas Bryant, I feel Thomas Bryant on that. Like, now you got three bigs on the court. LeBron needs spacing. He doesn't need other bigs. You're clogging the lane. Like, that's where the teams actually collapse.
Also, to compare, like, I get the comparison to Tim Duncan. That you're talking about one of the greatest players ever in Tim Duncan, probably his greatest attribute, and then saying LeBron, who's an even greater player than Tim Duncan, doesn't do this one thing quite as well as Tim Duncan did, where that's really where his greatness comes from more than anything else, right? Like, it doesn't mean LeBron's bad at it. It just means he's not perfect.
Just go ahead and watch Michael Jordan's docu, right? Like, hear how those guys talk about how hard it was to play with Jordan.
Oh, that's a dope.
But see, I thought that was more about not on the court. I thought that was more about in the locker room.
But Key, that's my thing. It's everything around it. Like, we only focus on the court, but there's so much happening off the court. The attention that he gets. How does he lead in the locker room? Who's he talking to? Am I going to get traded? Like, all that stuff factors into it.
We will continue to weigh in on the challenges of playing with LeBron James. Plus, what sense of urgency is there for Doc Rivers and the 76ers to win it all this year? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it's time for the progressive snapshot. As I mentioned in the SportsCenter update, Joel Embiid indicated he may sit out Sunday's All-Star game because of lingering left foot soreness. Here's the quote. "I'm not healthy. I haven't been healthy for the past 3 weeks or month. I was just trying to get to the All-Star break without missing games and stuff, but I feel like I've reached the point where I need to follow the doctor's advice. Back then, he said I should have been sitting for 2 weeks, so we'll see how the next few days go and go from there." Makes sense to me. Here's my question, guys. It's hard for me to imagine a wide-bodied seven-footer, like a real old-school, built-like-a-big, back-to-the-basket guy, who can also play that way. It's hard for me to imagine that kind of player on both ends of the floor playing better than Embiid. So, Embiid, he's on a team with talent, and he has been on teams with talent. Maybe not the most talented, but among them. Is it even possible, Jay, to win a championship in the modern NBA with that kind of player as your best player, the old school shaped big?
I mean, first off, he's second in the league in scoring. He has probably the best footwork, him and Jokic, out of any other big in the game of basketball.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, he can win a championship. Now, the difference is it comes on James Harden more so than it comes on Joel Embiid. Think about the bigs that we've talked about, right? Like, so think about, it's almost like an issue with Jokic. Giannis has the ball in his hands. He initiates the offense all the time. You see him going. Jason Tatum initiates the offense. You see him going. James Harden is probably playing his best basketball right now. You need a guard that can take over a game in periods of the game while still understanding that Joel Embiid is your best player. But you need somebody to electrify your offense, and that has to be James Harden. So he's relying upon a guard to take his team, which is his team, to the next level.
That's always been the case for bigs. Right, even as much as that position's changed, it's always been even more so back then.
I don't look at Joel Embiid,
to get him the ball.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Joel Embiid's a different kind of big, though. Like, he's not just like a big. Like, you say bigs to me, I think more traditional bigs. These bigs are way different in today's game.
No, of course, and he can defend in space at a good clip considering his size. Like, that's what I mean. What doesn't he do on either end of the floor? So if they don't win a championship with Embiid, even though they have Harden, even though they have Maxey, even though they have a championship coach and all that, at a certain point I start to wonder, maybe it's almost like a real-world experiment. Can that style of player, given those usage rates we just saw, in this NBA be your best player and you win a championship?
Hey, Jay, didn't AD win a championship, or do we discount that because it was in the bubble? Or are we going to say he don't play with his back to the ball enough? Which one?
Oh, he won a championship.
And he's also the second best player on the team.
He won a champ. Well, during the championship run, I wouldn't necessarily say he was the second best player. By name, he might have been the second best player.
I know what you mean.
But he certainly, right, Jay, took it to another level. So if you can win with him
and LeBron
in a championship, though, right, Jerome? Jerome. Jeez. Jerome and I always, we talk in hoops. Cassius' dad, you know that, Jay.
Yeah.
We're always talking about basketball, and I was just thinking about seeing him last night with Cassius. So if you can win with him, how come you can't win with Joel Embiid?
With
LeBron, but you still got a multi all-star type player in Harden on the floor.
Whose team? My point is this, Jay. Whose team is this? This is Embiid's team. That was LeBron's team. What I'm saying is, can it be that guy's team? Can it be Embiid? Can it be Jokic's team, even though he's not the same defender as Embiid, and win a championship? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I think Jokic has a better chance than Embiid because of Boston and Milwaukee. Like, Boston is the deepest team in the league, man, and they space you out. So that style, it's hard for Joel Embiid, because they won't be able to slow the game down as much.
Right, but that's how the modern NBA is. That's what I'm asking.
I still think you win a championship with Joel Embiid. The question is, will Joel Embiid win a championship in Philadelphia? Because if they don't win one this year, you're looking at that whole situation very differently. You're looking at Daryl Morey differently, Key. You're definitely looking at Doc Rivers differently. Right, because he's probably going to be gone. And then are you going to sign James Harden to a big deal like he wants to be signed to? And then if you're Joel Embiid, you're honestly saying, like, do I entrust Philadelphia and their management with this process? Is this the best place for me to win a championship? Or does it make sense for me to go join forces with somebody else that has a better style, that is more conducive to me winning a championship?
Yeah, I think of Giannis sometimes. And there's a little difference between Giannis and Embiid, right? Giannis is more like an actual forward than Embiid is, even though his game is sort of
Giannis
also
is more like a point forward.
Even though he also kind of plays like a big sometimes in the fight, like you can wall off against him, stuff like that. But Giannis did it. He had Middleton and Holiday, and he did it. And Embiid has had teams roughly around that level, and he hasn't done it.
But Giannis did it with,
and I don't think Giannis, he's any better Giannis than Embiid. I just think like, he's a different
Giannis did it more like
player.
With the Brook Lopez, a guy that can hang on the perimeter and knock down threes, which keeps the middle of the paint open for him to dominate with his kind of point forward mentality.
Right, but point forward still. You know,
yeah, but like Joel Embiid does a lot of stuff on the perimeter, man. He can be utilized
as a whole lot of stuff on the perimeter.
Yeah, he does, but he's not
a knockdown shot player all
like,
day long
to get you over the hump in the East. That's what I'm saying. Like James Harden is prolific, right? Passing the ball now, but now you need him to take over games in stretches.
You need Maxey to take another step, maybe.
You need James Harden. Like Maxey's going to help you from time to time, but there's a reason why James Harden is still considered an innovative, prolific scorer.
Let me rephrase the question.
Because he can go when he needs to.
That's what I'm saying.
You need him to be a player. He's got to want to do that. I think he's taking a step back from wanting
James Harden. Because he's disappeared in moments where you need him to the most, man.
Well, he's taking a step back because of the criticism a year or so ago about the way that he was playing. I think he's taking a step back and trying to force it. When he needs to, he should go ahead and just do it instead of worrying about, you know, oh, God, I'm going to do this and this is going to be – I mean, that's the way I look at it.
The thing is he's leading the league in assist, like 10.8 per game.
Yeah,
because he's not being as
aggressive
as he used to be.
So, but he needs to, in those spurts, become that old-school James Harden to be absolutely
find the right balance.
But it's in those moments, right?
Let me rephrase the question about Embiid. Given the kind of player he is, given his size and the kind of player he is, do you need more to get that guy a championship? Instead of saying, can he win a championship? Because, of course, you need more to get to a title if that's your best player than if Giannis or certainly KD or LeBron or some other elite player is your best player? Does Embiid require more given the style of play?
I think this is the best team that Embiid has probably had around him since he's been in the Philadelphia 76er uniform.
Agreed.
What else do you really need?
So do it. Or
you got defenders. I mean, that's why a lot of it comes down to coaching as well. That's why I go into this thing about the most pressure is on Doc Rivers with the lack of adjustments that they made with blowing leads last year. You know, I'm sorry, 2 years ago when Ben Simmons caught a lot of heat. I get it. There's no scapegoat this year. Like, this is their best chance to win it.
Playing an all-five bench unit in the playoffs.
Like, people question whether he staggers minutes of starters, like, with the second rotation. A lot of questions around this now that are going to start picking up a lot more momentum as it relates to Doc Rivers.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Hey, could the Bears look at the haul that they could get for Justin Fields and think?
Jay.
Hmm. Key.
28-6-5.
Wait, you said 29-6-5 before. You took a point off.
I needed you to refocus, Max.
What would you do? Would you trade the number one pick or would you trade Justin Fields? What do you think the Bears should do? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I think he's special. And listen, he's undersized, and that's going to be the whole conversation leading up to the draft.
Bryce Young has a chance to be a superstar. Bryce Young's accuracy, anticipation, and arm strength is rare.
He should be wearing a cape on the field with the things that he's able to do.
Young under pressure, escapes to his right. Young throws downfield as Brooks open at the 15, and he waltzes into the end zone, touchdown. 41-yard touchdown.
I think he's a smaller version of Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is so good that when Todd McShay says, I think he's a smaller version of Patrick Mahomes, meaning Bryce Young, so take size, a lot of size away from Mahomes. Take the
pressure,
arm
man.
Strength away, and still that player is so good, you're like, you should draft him number one.
You just said take a lot of stuff away, Max, even
right.
though it wasn't a lot. You do know that, right?
What you mean?
Even though you said take this away and that away, that's a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
That even
Mahomes is so good that someone looks at someone else and goes, that's Mahomes minus a lot of size and arm strength. And he's still saying, draft that guy number one overall.
And you're going to get fired.
But it's not Mahomes.
Because if you're taking the size away and the arm strength.
That's Mahomes.
That's Mahomes. You're going to get fired.
Apparently there's much more to Mahomes. All right. Jeff Darlington.
You're going to get fired.
I just want to say this real quick, Max. It's whenever I hear people, like Patrick Mahomes is the hottest thing right now. When somebody says, yeah, he's like a version of Patrick, I'm like, just don't use that analogy, please.
But, Jay,
like,
don't do
that. I hate it, but that's what you're going to do. So much.
He's a version of Jay Will.
He's a Michael Jordan. I'm like, stop.
No, he's a version. Think about it. Oh, McDonald, he's a version of Jay Will. Nike Summit. Oh, he's a version of Jay. That's what you got to do that.
You can
Not
say
us.
Yes.
We don't do that.
I know. I'd much rather Keith say, you know what?
Other people.
This aspect of his game reminds me of Patrick Mahomes. Like,
he does some similar things.
Tell me about what aspects of his game remind you of saying he is a Patrick Mahomes-like player. Like,
people are talking in shorthand. You know
I know, but
mean.
That you can't. Shorthand sets your
you
failure,
You just
man.
Can't. See, Max, the problem is on this show, you were two former athletes. And when people say stuff like that, we kind of live in the real world when it comes to that sort of stuff. And we've seen it so much, that's why we get defensive to a degree when people say that, right? It's like, well, are you out of your damn mind? Like, that's not Michael Jordan. That's not Kobe Bryant. Like, what are you talking about?
But if someone said Jamal Crawford in the fourth quarter, he's like a Michael Jordan. people understand you don't mean Crawford as good as Michael Jordan, but you know when you see Jamal Crawford in the fourth quarter, it reminds you of it, of course.
Yeah, but Jamal Crawford doesn't remind me of Michael Jordan
absolutely
at all.
In the fourth quarter?
No, because I think their games are so different. The way they go about getting their buckets are so different.
Okay, but the fact that he could take over a game in the fourth quarter is you start to go toward other players.
Max, you can never convince us of that.
Inductive conversation.
Yes. Yeah, you will never,
you start off with a headline, and that headline is the one that gets smithered everywhere. Yeah. Like, oh, but your details, like for us, like that's the reality. I'm like, oh, how though? Tell me how he does that. Mm-hmm. Like, so you get there, but then that doesn't get the traction.
It puts
the pressure.
He reminds me of Randy Moss.
But you're talking about a specific aspect of it. It doesn't need to be a technical, even part of his game. It could be a mentality. It could be effectiveness in a certain situation. Or in Kobe Bryant's case, it might actually be the game. Boy, he's like another Michael Jordan, right? Like, I don't know. You can get defensive about it, but there's a reason people say it. They're not taking it out of nowhere.
They shouldn't say it, though. Because there's no more Anthony Munoz's at left tackle. Forget it.
So, Key, you seem to be very concerned about Bryce Young's size. Who are you kissing at, Key?
He can't help himself.
Jay.
He's blowing Jay kisses for some reason. You seem to be very concerned about Bryce Young's size, Key.
Because the league is big, man. And I've told you this many times over, Max, since I've been working with you. Those guys on the other side, they got bad intentions. Those Quinnen Williamses, they're looking to body slam you on your neck, okay, and hurt you. They really are. That's what they're paid to do. Mm-hmm. They're paid to bring you down, relieve you from the game. And when you're a small guy like a Bryce Young, in stature, right, big guy, I would love to have played with him. But I remember, and you'll love this one, I remember a small guy played with me once upon a time. And he was in our training camp, and he was smaller. And Coach Parcells said, I like him, but he's going to get killed out here, K-I-L-T, okay? He's going to get killed out here. Somebody's going to really do him harm. And when I look at smaller guys, you can only have so many on a team. And when you start with your quarterback in the NFL, not college football, not high school football, not Pop Warner, but in the National Football League, my kicker should never be bigger than my quarterback. Never.
Oh, that's brutal.
What do you mean brutal?
That's brutal.
Think about it.
Yeah, no, I mean,
mentioned Quinnen Williams.
The kicker.
I just mentioned Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. What about Chris Jones? Mm-hmm. You see what Chris Jones swallowed up Burrow?
You could point
Think
to any
about
number
that.
Of defensive tackles.
That's all I'm saying. And when I could reach out, even though I'm engaged with an offensive lineman, or maybe even two, they got me, right? I'm the D-tackle, and I got a double team, and they got me. And the quarterback's trying to slide through. But I can reach out with my right arm and grab that dude with my index finger and pull him down. Come on, Max. That's all I'm saying.
Seems like it would be an issue. I would
but
not
I'm not hating.
Bryce Young
I want
overall,
him. I
but...
want him to get his money.
Yeah.
And I want him to get paid.
But you would
He's
not,
a California
you would not
native.
Draft him with the number one overall pick.
I personally wouldn't, especially in situations in a National Football League.
Who would you take number one as it relates to a quarterback, Key? Who would be the first quarterback off the board?
I probably, Stroud, to be honest, Stroud. Oh, first quarterback off the board.
Off the board, yeah. Get from Kentucky, C.J. Stroud.
Probably –
Richardson, who?
Maybe Richardson.
Yeah, Key wants the upside.
Yeah, maybe Richardson. Because I don't, first of all, I don't need him to play for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll probably take Richardson and develop him with a veteran guy behind him. Hmm.
Meantime, we've been talking a lot about LeBron and Joel Embiid, and everyone's like unanimous. Giannis is the best player in the game. But actually.
Is that unanimous?
That's what's practically. Everyone's by acclamation. Giannis, actually. Kevin Durant, and he's been hurt again this year, but when he's been on the floor, to me, is the same guy who's playing a Golden State at the end, who's the best version of him there's ever been. He was still getting better.
Jason Tatum on line one, who had 38.
Yeah, no, if KD is healthy, it's a wrap thing. But maybe not. With Kevin Durant now in Phoenix, is there pressure on Chris Paul? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max,
ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.